Morris West writes a powerful novel of murder and madness in The World is Made of Glass. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. West is the author of such books as Shoes of the Fisherman and Harlequin. His latest started as a play about the psychoanalyst Carl Jung.
I had come across this story in his Memories, Dreams and Reflections, The Unknown Woman Who Came to Him to Confess Murder. I wrote the play and showed the first draft of it to my publisher, who said, "You realize that you're sitting on the Comstock load. You've done all this research. You've got a ready-made story. Why don't you write a novel?"
West says Jung revealed little about the woman who became his patient.
He had said that she was a doctor, that she was in her middle years, that she was well-educated, that she was a magnificent horsewoman, that her wolfhound had died, and that she had, in fact, murdered her best friend in order to marry the husband.
West decided to put the woman into Jung's life in 1913.
The year that Jung was having his own massive breakdown, his break with Freud, the beginning of his lifetime association with Toni Wolff as a mistress and a former pupil, and his wife was having their fifth child.
So West interweaves the known, Jung's troubled life, with fiction, the woman whose depraved personality develops as the result of West's own imagination.
To write the book, I finally settled on two first-person narrations. Jung, I, who am near to madness, am committing this to a journal. The woman, I, who am at the crossroads of my life, who am being forced to come to terms with the strange split person that I am, who may commit murder again.
More about Jung and Australian-born Morris West, author of The World is Made of Glass, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. The tortured life of the psychoanalyst Carl Jung has been a particular fascination for the novelist Morris West. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. West, author of The Shoes of the Fisherman, writes of Jung's encounter with a mysterious woman who goes to him to confess murder. The book is called The World is Made of Glass. West says that Jung believed that madness was communicable.
No human being can endure sane for a lifetime without absolution, without forgiveness. Freud was a Jew. Jung was a Lutheran German Swiss. But Freud provided for absolution. In fact, although he was an atheist, what basically he said was, once we find the root of this problem, once we find the root of this aberration, you will see that it lay in causes beyond your control.
West says Jung was a God-haunted man.
He'd abandoned his father's Lutheran faith because his father would never debate anything with him. He said, that's the dogma, that's the belief, there are three persons in one God, and that's what you believe, that's what the faith is, that's tradition. And Jung attempted all his life to abandon this faith, but found himself drawn back to it.
Finally, the question of whether Jung was a believer was put to him during a BBC interview when he was in his 80s.
Jung had always hedged the question, are you a believer? In this last interview, John Freeman surprised the old man and said, Dr. Jung, do you now believe in God? And it's a rather strange moment. The old man's face sort of lights up and he realizes he's been surprised. He's got an elfin grin and he turns and says, I don't believe in him, I know him.
Morris West, author of The World is Made of Glass, was himself once a monk. About that next on BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Many of the novels of Australian-born Morris West address themselves to questions of religion, The Shoes of the Fisherman, for example. During the 1930s, West joined the Christian Brothers and spent 8 years as a monk.
The way I and my brethren in religion were conditioned during the novitiate year is exactly the same method which is used by groups as diverse as the Moonies and the terrorists. Controlled by exclusion of all outside influences. You will only read what is given to you. Peer pressure, constant measuring yourself against your peers, daily confession of your faults, humiliations to reduce your self-esteem and your reliance on yourself, fatigue, the day that began at 5:30 and ended at 10.
West left the order just before he was to take his final vows. He holds no resentment, he says, except for one of the order's leaders, whom West describes as a stupid, pig-headed, bullying man who damaged many people in the name of God. Morris West finds that writing gets harder with each book he has published 19.
You are haunted by déjà vu. You're haunted by the fact, I've done that, I've said that. That's not a new point of view. You haven't explored that far enough.
West did not plan on a new book, rather a play.
I didn't want to write another novel. I wanted to divert myself a little and at the same time avoid the postpartum depression which comes after a big book.
Nevertheless, he transformed his play into a novel, The World is Made of Glass, his latest. It's a fictional account of the psychoanalyst Carl Jung and the depraved woman who goes to him to admit murder. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.